This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. You know you need a LinkedIn page. And you also know that you can't set it and forget it. Karen Sharp Price is here to talk about how to use LinkedIn strategically in your job search. She's a certified professional coach who helps you get a career you can love. Karen also hosts the Sharp HR Career Corner. It's a podcast about different career journeys. And she joins us from Buffalo, New York. Well, let's get going, Karen. Do most job seekers use LinkedIn strategically?
Well, it's a loaded question. I think that a lot of people have LinkedIn profiles, but have they really figured out how to strategically use it in their job search? Not as well as they probably could.
What stops people from doing this?
I think that once they set up their profile, they think it's like one and done and that it will work for them. But you really, there's a two-part on the LinkedIn. You have to have a strong profile, but then you also really have to be active with it. And being active is a whole list of different things, one being following the people that you want to connect with, connecting with them. When somebody posts something, like it, share it, repost it, comment on it. And I think that some people tend to just maybe scroll through their homepage, but maybe not really interact or get involved. And I think that's the key right there is to really start to dive in. And, you know, sometimes people are a little fearful of doing that. But I think if you take little baby steps and you tend to like things, or then maybe the next step would be to comment once or twice, or maybe reshare to your own connections. Take it one step at a time, and then you get used to it, and it becomes very natural.
I know you have very specific steps that you recommend for using LinkedIn and strategically, and we're going to walk through those. But Karen, what difference does it make in your job search when you use LinkedIn strategically?
Wow. Well, it really does make a tremendous difference, because I think most people know nowadays that your network is generally the way that you're going to find that next opportunity. And if you are just applying and not really connecting and interacting with your network, you're going to have a little bit harder time trying to get that job that you really want. So LinkedIn makes it so much easier. When I was, you know, years ago when I was out there trying to find jobs, LinkedIn didn't exist. And it really has made a tremendous difference for people who are trying to get out there. So they really need to start using it pretty much almost every day, just to look to see who's out there, what kind of groups you might want to be interested in connecting to, who's working where, what positions there are. There's a ton of information on LinkedIn that I think people probably really don't know about, and they really need to start utilizing.
The idea of using LinkedIn every day when you're looking for work might sound overwhelming to some listeners, and also learning how to use LinkedIn strategically might seem overwhelming. Do you have to be a LinkedIn expert to enjoy the benefits the platform can provide during a job search?
No, absolutely not. I think just like anything else, the more practice that you have in doing something, the better you get at it. And taking those little steps will make you feel more comfortable out there on LinkedIn, and then you will feel a little bit more comfortable each time you're out there just to try a little bit of something different. So there are many ways that you can do that. One of the first things that I think is really important is to connect with people that are working in companies that you might someday really want to work for. So just hitting that connect button, sometimes sending a message that goes along with it that says, you know, I came upon your profile and I'm really interested in what you do and I would love to connect with you. That would be like the first step to make those kind of connections. And as soon as those people receive that connection and accept it, then you can start, you know, a dialogue with them. That would be one very small step that somebody could take. I think that another important area is to have companies that you're following. So you want to choose where you work, and that is very different than the old way of looking for opportunities. So if you are following a list of companies and that information, those companies are sharing things on a daily, weekly basis. So you're going to hear about trends within your industry. You're going to hear about the company and what they're doing and what's new with them. And you're also going to see any kind of job opportunities that those companies also have. So choosing the companies where you want to work and making that target list of your employers is really beneficial. Then going to LinkedIn and following each of those companies is another, you know, very easy step for somebody who might be a little apprehensive to do this, but then they're going to see the benefit because they're going to start to learn more about those companies when they go to their homepage on LinkedIn.
I often hear from job seekers who reach out to someone on LinkedIn asking for a connection. They never hear back. What do you say to someone who's facing that challenge? How can they increase the likelihood that they're going to get a response?
Yeah, so that is going to happen. And I think that you just have to be prepared. I mean, in fact, today I was reaching out to certain people. And sometimes people will respond immediately. So they're on and they're always watching. Other times people are busy and they may only decide to go on like once a week. So if you don't get that automatic acceptance of your notification, it could just be that people are busy and they haven't done it yet. If it's a long period of time and you still haven't heard, that's okay. There are millions of people out there on LinkedIn, and just try to connect with some other people. But one of the things that you can do to try to increase your chances is when you hit that connect button, LinkedIn will pop up a message that says, do you want to leave a message to send with them, with the connection? And that way, if you actually write a message to that person, sometimes I think that might help people. There are actually people out there that say that if they don't get a message with their connection, they will not accept it. So they want that. So if that's one of the things that maybe you don't do on a regular basis, maybe change that a little bit and start writing little messages as you connect with people and see if that doesn't help with the increase of acceptance of your connections.
You talked a moment ago about the importance of having a target list of employers that interest you, where you might want to work one day, or maybe you're actively pursuing opportunities at those places during your job search. What, when you reach out to someone inside an organization, both to connect with them on LinkedIn and then to have that dialogue that you talked about earlier, how do you make that happen? Karen, many people, what are you asking for, and why would someone say yes to a request for an online conversation?
Well, so what I find is you don't want a job on the table when you're starting to connect with people in different companies and when you're also asking them for additional information. Because, you know, HR professionals, recruiting recruiters, or hiring managers, they tend to not want to interact with people that possibly might be applying for jobs. So the key here is to actually, when you create that list, you're doing that ahead of time. You know the target companies that you want to work for. Then you go in a little bit deeper and you look to see who the employees are that are working at that organization and the departments. You can really break it down into many different areas. So You might want to connect with an HR person. You might want to connect with maybe the supervisor of that department that you're possibly interested in down the road. And you may also want to connect with people who are actually working at the company. That gives you a really good opportunity to see that company in a different light from different stages of these people and where they work. I think that that will help you, but the key is that you have to do it before there's a job opportunity. You will probably get a higher response rate if you do it then. When there's a job on the table and then you go to the company, you can always follow the company, so that won't be a problem. But when you go to the people and you actually try to connect, the hiring manager probably will resist that. The recruiter may not. It depends if they're a third-party recruiter or if they're actually within the organization. And you probably have a greater chance to connect with maybe people that are in those departments at that time because they don't really have anything to do with hiring for that position. So you really have to be strategic again on how you go about doing this and at what point you do this. And so really doing things ahead of time is really going to be in your best favor when you're trying to be strategic about this.
Terrific, Karen. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to dig in a little more about what to say and ask for when you reach out to these people ahead of time before a job is on the table. So stay with us. When we return, Karen Sharp-Price will continue to share her advice on how to use LinkedIn strategically in your job search. A great resume is part of every strategic job search. Is your resume ready to send to your dream employer? Ask an expert. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. Find out how to fix your resume on your own or hire a Top Resume to do it for you. Go to maxlist.org/top-resume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Karen Sharp-Price. She's a certified professional coach who helps you get a career you can love. Karen also hosts the Sharp HR Career Corner. It's a podcast about different career journeys. She joins us from Buffalo, New York. Karen, before the break, we're talking about how to use LinkedIn strategically in your job search. And I love your point about having a list of targeted companies reaching out to key people at those employers before a job is on the table. And you gave specific examples of people you should contact, HR directors, recruiters, and others. What's your recommendation, Karen, about the note that you send asking for that LinkedIn connection? And how do you recommend specifically following up with them once an invitation is accepted?
So I think for initially when you're connecting with somebody, if you see a commonality between you and that person, it could be someplace they've already worked, the area in which they're working, maybe a school that you also attended, you can bring that out into the conversation and just say that you came across their profile and you see that you have worked somewhere, went to school somewhere, have a common thread somewhere along the way. That would be a really great way to at least start the conversation. But I think that in order to keep the conversation going, once they accept your notification of connection, if you're still really targeting opportunities and companies, what I would suggest is really bring it into like an informational interview and asking them that. People love to talk about their own careers. So when you reach out to them and say that you're in transition, you're targeting new opportunities, and you see that they are in this particular field, in this industry, you'd like to learn more about their own career journey, people will tend to want to jump at that. And I actually do that for myself and for students that I work with, for all different types of people. If someone contacts me and says that they would like to, reach out to somebody, I kind of give them that advice. You want to really bring it down to a very you know, human level. You're interested in what they do. You want to learn more. Would they mind taking a few minutes to talking to you? I would say the majority of people would be very happy to actually talk to you about what they have done and the journey that they've taken along the path. Many people, you know, you don't go from A to Z and get to exactly where you want. A lot of people take turns and, you know, come to a fork in the road and they're not sure which way to go, and they take a different angle and it leads them to new opportunities. So they love to talk about what that journey was like. And so I would suggest trying that, and I think you'll have some success with that.
In the first segment, Karen, you talked about the importance of a strong profile, and an important part of that is having keywords in your profile page. Tell us more about why you recommend paying attention to keywords in order to use LinkedIn strategically, and tell us how to do that.
Yeah, keywords really are very important. Recruiters will, on the recruiter side of LinkedIn, will put in keywords that they're looking for when they're looking for a candidate. And so the algorithms of LinkedIn will scan everyone's profile, and the people that have a certain number of those keywords will be picked up, and they will give a list to that recruiter of the profiles that they should look at based on those keywords. So that's why if you're really out there looking for new opportunities, sometimes the recruiters will reach out to you before you even know that there's an opportunity out there. You want to be seen and you want to be caught within those algorithms. So what I suggest is looking at job postings and scan the job postings to see what keywords pop out at you. Then make sure that those skills, the requirements, the experiences that you've had align with those keywords. And if they do, make sure that they fall on your profile, whether they're going to be at the tagline right underneath your name, whether they're going to be under the experience section and you give a description of what you were doing at that opportunity, or in the about section where you give the little bio of who you are and what your career story is. So you have plenty of areas on your LinkedIn profile that you can insert these keywords. And the more keywords that you have that align with the type of industry or jobs that you're looking for, the better chance is that you're going to be seen by recruiters.
What mistakes do you see candidates make when using keywords on a LinkedIn profile?
I think that for the most part, it's just the number of keywords. They're not using enough, and they're not using all the real estate that's on LinkedIn to their advantage. So like I said, in the very top, when someone comes to your profile, they're scanning, you know, they'll look at your headshot, they'll look at your tagline, they'll go down to the about section and read about you. If they see what they like and they want and they're interested and they're intrigued or curious about learning more about you, they will then reach out to you. But if those places don't catch their attention, they're going to stop. They're going to move on. So I would say that you really have to, you know, create a list of the keywords first and then try to figure out strategically where is the best place to fit them. And sometimes you're going to fit them in more than one place. So, and don't be, you know, skimpy on it. Make sure that you're using enough keywords that will be seen by any kind of hiring manager or recruiter.
I'm sure there's a listener out there wondering, well, what's the magic number?
If we knew,
is there a figure you have?
Yeah, that is the golden ticket. And there really isn't a certain number. But I think that as long as you really are aware of your industry, of the job that you're trying to apply for, and you know, again, go to other job postings and see. Go to career or the company itself and their career page and look to see what types of things they're looking for. And then going back and just scanning to make sure that those pop out at you on your profile. And if they don't, you know, re-examine that a little bit and add a few more along the way. And, you know, there's plenty of keywords for any particular job opportunity. In fact, when you go and look for job opportunities and you actually compare the job postings for like three or four different companies, you're going to see a trend of the, you know, because there's only so many ways that a company can say something that they want in a person, you know, for a candidate. So you're going to see a commonality, and just make sure that those common keywords are being used.
Karen, the approach that you outlined for how to use LinkedIn strategically during a job search, I mean, it's got three parts: build your LinkedIn profile, target companies, make connections. It's very different from what many candidates have done in the past. Often people will sit down at a computer, look at a job board, and just send out a certain number of applications every day. Why do you recommend the approach that you've outlined here? Why is it the better way?
Yeah, it really is. And that is the old way of thinking, that you just throw out as many as you can and hopefully something will stick. Nowadays, companies really want candidates to know something about their company. They want people who have reasons for why they want to work for them. They've done their research. They know the product. They know the service. They know the company culture. They know why it's a good company to work for. And so by targeting your companies and knowing who you want to apply for, you're really saving yourself a ton of time, because you're going to be watching, following, commenting, and sharing from, you know, on LinkedIn from these companies on your homepage, any information that they have out there. And it's really important to target that, so that when you go in for an interview and they ask you, well, what do you know about our company? You're not going to be having that, hum moment where I'm not quite sure. I've been in a lot of interviews where people will say, well, I was kind of hoping I'd learn about the company in the interview. That's a kiss of death. You don't want to do that, because nowadays you have LinkedIn. You can learn so much about each of these companies. So you want to have reasons, and you want to know, you want to have the research done. You want to know who these companies are and why you would want to work for them. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's going to be a better fit for you as a candidate, because you're going to have all this background information and you're going to know that this is a company that you did want to work for and that you would love the opportunity to have an interview. And you're going to bring in more enthusiasm and motivation towards that interview, because you're going to be excited about it, because you're going to know that this is something that you really wanted all along and that this is a company you've been following for quite a long time.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation, Karen. Now tell us, what's next for you?
Well, I recently created a women's career support group, and we meet every 2 weeks, and it's a great group of women, all different ages, from those just starting out to women who have been out in the workforce for quite a long time, to women who are transitioning into new careers. And so it allows women to sort of support each other, ask questions, and feel as though they have a group of people behind them that are going to really give them some sound advice. The group started just shortly. We've only had two meetings so far, and I got to say, it was a great opportunity to bring women together. And I thought it might take a few times to get together before we all gelled, and they were helping each other from the very moment we started. So it's a great group for women out there. No matter what stage of the game you're in your career, you're welcome to join us at any time.
Terrific. And I know listeners can learn more about that group and your other services by visiting your website, sharphrcareercoaching.com, and that you also invite listeners to connect with you on LinkedIn. And as always, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, Karen, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about how to use it LinkedIn strategically in your job search?
So I think that, you know, if you remember to first have a really strong profile, secondly, make sure those keywords are a part of it, target your audience so you know who you're targeting, the companies that you want to work for, and then do your research on those companies so that when you're in the interview, when they ask you, tell me a little bit about yourself and what do you know about our company, you're going to be able to align your background and experiences with what the company is looking for, because you're going to know what the company is. So build your profile, target your companies, and go out and make some connections.
make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Nicole Fortner. She's the founder and CEO of Higher Up Consulting. Her company creates resumes and cover letters that make you stand out instead of blend in. Do you not include a cover letter when you apply for a job? You're making a big mistake, says Nicole. When done right, a cover letter can be one of your most effective marketing tools. Join us next Wednesday when Nicole Fortner and I talk about why you need a cover letter and how to do it. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton Huff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislenberry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Moore creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.